Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There's a reason why I switched up the way those spots play, because joining me now for the first time, I've never spoken to this fellow before, so I'm sure this will be fun for me. But Aero Precision, they've been my sponsor for quite some time. So whenever I got a question about ARs, I want to talk to them. And joining me is Kirk Foreman. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having us. We're happy to be a part of the show today.
Well, I'm glad to have you. I mean, it's been a while. We need to talk more often. I go into withdrawal.
Well, you know, anytime you got any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We'll
answer
as questions as you need.
So I had some. I did a review the other day of a gun, and I have plenty of AR-15s into this way as well. And they were asking, the question was, with a barrel that short, because it was a short-barreled pistol configuration, 7-inch barrel, if that is a actual weapon or a range toy. And I thought about that, and I wondered about that. And I wanted to talk to guys that actually make parts for people who do some really serious thinking about how to take an AR-15 to the nth degree, which is you guys. And just get some ideas of where we reach a point, you know, what's good enough, where we can go for the superlative, that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Barrel length is a huge consideration. It is something we get asked a lot about as well. And kind of that's always a fun question, because one thing I always tell people is there's no free lunch, right? So you get your pros and cons with anything, and barrel length is not immune from that.
So with barrel length, is there a length that you would say is too short? Is there a length that you would say is just right? Does it matter that much, or, you know, are all of these weapons viable and sort of purpose-built? What do you think?
I think they're all purpose-built to a degree. For the shorter barrels, I really like the 10.5 and 11.5, especially if I'm running like a suppressor. I think it gives you good velocity, and it still keeps the package overall pretty compact. But there's nothing wrong with going longer into the 16-inch and greater, depending on, you know, what application you're doing. When you're building and you're kind of choosing a barrel length, I think it's important to figure out what you want the rifle to do, or pistol in this case, and kind of move from there.
So with a shorter barrel, let's talk about how to optimize the shorter barrel. My first thought with the shorter barrel is not burning off all the power.
Yeah, that's a big piece of it. So velocity is a huge part. It's kind of a two-part piece there, right? I know earlier you guys were talking about ammo choice, and that's a huge piece of this as well. The barrel's job basically is to help that bullet get up to speed and do so accurately. The ammo is going to be another piece of that to make sure you get the good terminal ballistics you desire. So it's kind of a multi-part system in that regard as far as kind of what you choose as far as the components. There definitely is a point where the returns diminish and you're going too short and you're kind of neutering the ballistic capabilities of the cartridge. And I think that's all stuff you need to consider based on what ranges you expect to encounter, that type of thing.
So with a 7-inch barrel, is that even something, I mean, should we be looking at 10-inch barrels and saying, okay, this is the way we want to go, or?
For 5.56, I would say 7. They definitely have their place, but they're cutting it a little short. I think like 10.5 and 11.5 are a really good compact offering. You still get some pretty good velocity out of it at closer ranges. still allows the bullet to do what it needs to do terminally. But, you know, some people run 7.5s as range toys and don't have any issues with them. They do have their own place in kind of that ecosystem as far as the allowing the bullet to do its job.
Right.
But generally for, like, a more duty-oriented application, I definitely direct people for the shorter lengths to do either, like, the 10, 5, the 11-inch, or the 12-inch.
That's sort of the sweet spot there. You get all the is that your least loss of velocity at that length?
You're still not going to be burning all the powder. Usually you're not going to get a full powder burn out until you get into like the 16, 17, 18 inch. But it does still give you a good velocity out of the muzzle that is still effective at the shorter ranges.
What about muzzle devices? Do you need to think about on different lines with a shorter barrel?
Yeah, for sure. So shorter barrels really shine when you're using like a suppressor. So you're still getting that the benefits of that without making it into a musket, for lack of a better term. You throw a can on a 16-inch barrel, it gets real long real quick. So when you do those shorter barrel lengths, the suppressors really shine. As outside of that, shorter barrels, something to consider with muzzle devices is they are louder. So if you throw a muzzle brake on there, it's going to bark a little bit. So that's why you'll see a lot of people opting for either flash hiders or blast forwarding devices on those shorter barrels.
Yeah, I have one with a flash directive cup on it, and it sort of just blows everything forward. Although the one I was running this past weekend that brought up the question was a CZ Bren.
It had this
swirly thing on the end of it for the muzzle device, sort of swirly, and it was doing a really good job too. And that was the part. Yes, sir.
And a lot of times, you know, it kind of depends. It might be comfortable for the shooter, but a lot of guys, we always joke, you'll get people going out with like a 10.5-inch barrel with a muzzle brake on it. The people next to you are going to hate you at the range.
Oh yeah, I never let anyone stand next to me at the range just in case of that. Ever.
Yeah.
I never let that happen. I don't know if you know this, but I did a project with you guys a couple of years back. It was called the Bill Proof Project because I should never twist a wrench, never. So I built a gun completely of Aero Precision parts, and it has the best muzzle brake on it of any gun I've ever shot.
Is that one of our VG6?
I believe it is, and it is the flattest shooting AR I've ever owned.
Yeah, the VG6 muzzle devices do a really good job, especially like your Epsilon muzzle brake. They do a good job of keeping them flat and taking all the bite out of the cartridge on the shooter end.
So I guess the last thing to consider with this would be mating this up with some sort of a handguard. Do you have a bigger incidence of heat coming with a really short barrel? Is it going to get really hot really fast?
Not necessarily. The only time you'll see it direct heat more, like, again, if you're using a suppressor, shorter barrels will heat up a can quicker. The handguards are going to be, as long as you do a good free-flow handguard, they're going to all heat up at about the same rate, in my experience. The main thing with handguards that you're going to have to consider is the length of the handguard. You obviously, if you're running a muzzle brake, you don't want anything that covers that because it'll blow the handguard apart, so you want to make sure you're going shorter than the end of your muzzle.
Hmm. That's the thing. I've seen high-end supposed high-end rifles that could not handle heat at all, and I've always wondered why that was that way. And then I've seen like this gun that I got that was built from Aero parts doesn't have that issue. But we're going to talk about that in the next segment, because now I want to switch from all these parts to uppers because we're going to talk about ARs then. We definitely have to talk about some of the other things you do as well. Do you have any sort of specials or anything going on right now?
Right now, we did our. I believe we just launched our weekly supply drop, and then for the listeners, we will be having some Black Friday promos coming up. So keep an eye out on our website in the coming weeks for that.
AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined for the first time by Kirk Horman from. Reached out today. They are a sponsor. I'm very happy to be. They are the preeminent parts for AR-15s, as far as I'm concerned, because I've got one built out of their stuff completely, except for the buttstock, and even that works well better because it's with the Aero parts. Aero Precision USA. We're going to talk more about the pros and cons and how to get the most out of your AR-15 when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you like pistol calibers, they have that as well. They have something called the EPC in 940, 10mm, 45 ACP, whatever you want. It is a fine package. Talking to Kirk Foreman from Aero Precision. Uppers. You guys, I presume you guys sell a lot of completed uppers, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So we do complete uppers, stripped uppers, kind of catering to people who want to build or those who just kind of want to get all the hard stuff out of the way, don't want to turn any wrenches.
So with an upper, what I've always thought what makes an upper special is the way it handles heat. Because if it gets really, really hot, doesn't that mess with your shot? Doesn't that change the shape of your shot as it's coming out?
Well, barrel heat can cause stringing. That has more to do with the barrel itself. But
right.
The main thing there is like shooter comfort, right? If you're shooting and the gun heats up and doesn't cool off, that's going to create an uncomfortable shooting experience.
So with your uppers, I guess the key to that is the barrel and the breech and all that other stuff's going into it. What kind of construction is going into something like that that handles that well?
A lot of it actually comes down to like what handguard you choose. So on our uppers, we have kind of two handguard configurations that we use. We have our M41 threaded uppers and our MilSpec threaded uppers, and those pair really well with our Atlas handguards. They're a free-float handguard, so they only contact at the barrel nut, and they vent the heat out really well. The other one is going to be our enhanced upper receivers, where the handguard actually attaches directly to the upper receiver rather than a barrel nut. And same thing with those. They got a lot of space in between that and the barrel, and they dissipate the heat really well.
Now, is an upper, is that part of what goes into making an AR-15 and really helps it perform?
For sure. And there's different levels of that depending on kind of what you're building for. A good example would be like our enhanced uppers. Because the handguard only contacts the upper and not the barrel nut, it actually promotes accuracy. So there's a lot that goes into that that people don't necessarily think about when they're building.
With these uppers, and we're going to go to the lower here very shortly as well, with the upper, when I was in the service, and this was back in the 80s, this may be dating myself here, but when I was in the service, an AR-15 or the M16 had to be run. It had to really be clean. Oh, my gosh, it had to really be clean. And we used handguards. We didn't have rails. We didn't have optics. I mean, the M4 AR-15 platform is really advanced since I got out of the service. Today, how far can a AR-15, especially in the upper, how much dirt and grime can it take? How bad is it with the gas impingement? How badly can that mess things up? Or has it become much more robust?
Yeah, the direct impingement system is actually fairly misunderstood in the AR-15 as a whole in this regard. The AR-15 platform, if your upper is in good spec, it actually does a really good job of keeping external dirt out. And that's in part what makes it such a reliable system. The dirt that's generated from the action itself, generally if you keep the gun nice and lubed and well-maintained, they'll run a really long time. I've gotten my personal rifle super dirty to where, you know, you touch it and you have dirt on your hands and it sticks to everything and gets really gross, and the gun still runs great. So it just kind of comes down to maintenance and making sure you don't get a lot of external dirt and debris into the action.
So let's move on to bolt carrier groups, because I'm getting into something that goes into the upper. How much can a bolt carrier group, what kind of a difference can that make as far as performance?
Well, the bolt carrier group is actually like the heart of the rifle. So it's a big piece of what makes it go off. So you want something reliable and well made. We have several different offerings with different finishes. A lot of those finishes help with lubricity and cleaning. We actually have a new bolt carrier group dropping tomorrow. It's going to be our Pro Series bolt carrier group. has a couple little added features for those real technical customers who want to go to the next level with their boat carrier group. So, yeah, it's a very important part, and it's arguably, you know, just as important as choosing a barrel or anything else. You want to make sure you get a quality bolt carrier group in there that's going to last the life of the gun and not fail on you when you need it.
So when you're saying Pro Series, what is going to be the difference between the Pro Series bolt carrier group that's coming out tomorrow and, say, just your nickel boron bolt carrier? What's going to be the big defining factor between those two?
There's a few things. It was kind of the philosophy going into this was to help make the part last as long as it can without changing anything within the normal spec. So it's still a mil-spec bolt carrier group dimensionally, but basically expanding the lifetime of those parts. So with the black nitride bolt carrier group, we took care to make sure that the components made of different materials were nitrided properly as to not affect the hardening. Another big piece on this for our real technical customers is they have a marked cam pin, and that allows you to, when you're disassembling, cleaning it, you can install that with it carries throughout that product as far as how can we prolong the service life of this part, because it's
right.
A very important part of the gun. So,
sort of future-proofing it.
Yeah, future-proofing it, exactly, because that's not a part you want failing on you, because if a part in your bolt carrier group fails, it's catastrophic for the gun and it won't run.
Right. So if you were to get the bolt carrier group and run, you can stick your bolt in it and your or does it come with all of this in it, this BCG that you got coming out tomorrow? Does it come with the bolt and the cam pin and the firing pin and all that other stuff already built in?
Yeah, but the full group, so it has everything you need in it. It's precision ground, so it's going to be super gas efficient, super reliable, and you can just take it and throw it in any existing AR-15 or if you have a new build. You can select that as kind of the heart of that build.
And that's dropping tomorrow.
Yep.
That's the bolt carrier is, it can either make or break an AR-15, can it?
100%. And not just outside of the normal, feeding and functioning, but another piece that people often overlook is your gas system actually requires the bolt carrier group to be within spec and, tight. The term we use is gas efficient. In order to function, because that's a big piece of that. So that's why we always tell people, after a high round count, you want to check your gas rings, make sure those are still good, because if that stuff starts to fail, the system isn't going to be able to basically direct that gas in a way to where it will reliably function. It's arguably as important as the gas system itself.
How many rounds are you talking about firing before? I tell you what, hold that thought, because we're coming up on the break. The Pro Series BCG will be dropping tomorrow. That's a new thing, and I mean, that's well worth the price of admission right there. That'll change the complexion of your AR-15 100%. You can check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Kirk Foreman. This is Lock and Load. Nexus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Nexus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Nexus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Nexus Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. immigration system is fundamentally broken. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who's on the hot seat during a Senate hearing. Senator Ted Cruz and Mayorkas having this exchange.
In the past year, has Joe Biden been down to see firsthand the Biden cages? Senator, I will again...
Has Joe Biden been down to see this facility? Yes or no?
The president has not been down to...
Okay, no. Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border.
Has she been down to see this facility? I know she went to El Paso. Has she seen the Biden cages?
They are not cages.
The jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse case begin their deliberations. Wisconsin has 500 National Guard troops standing by in case the verdict sparks riots. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is kicking off his national campaign in New Hampshire to promote the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill he signed into law Monday. The president noting the significance of rebuilding a bridge in the event it collapses and the impact it could have on the local community.
What does it mean if a school bus or water treatment trucks or logging trucks can't cross? It means jobs. It means time. It means energy.
Pfizer is seeking emergency use authorization from the FDA for its pill designed to fight COVID-19. The pharmaceutical giant saying clinical trial data was given to regulators. Pfizer noting if it's authorized, the pill could be prescribed for high-risk folks to take home when the first signs of COVID appear. This comes after Pfizer announced an agreement that will allow a generic version of the pill to be given to nearly 100 countries around the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking to Kurt Foreman from Aero Precision. We've gotten to the... I'm trying to get a primer for you guys to figure out what is the best way to optimize your AR-15. And we're now down to the lowers. And looking at the lowers, Kirk, I noticed one thing. How much has this... How badly have you guys been affected by this material shortage that everybody seems to be talking about?
It was definitely a factor going into it. The main issue in the last year, which we're kind of coming out of now, was that the demand ceiling was just so high. So people were buying stuff up faster than we can put it out, and that was seen industry-wide. So overall, that's kind of been the main limiting factor, is just demand, actually, rather than materials, although materials certainly do have an effect.
With the... Because there's some that are out of stock and there's some that are in stock and everything else. With the lower, and this is going to get to the point that I'm, one of the points that I try to make about these guns. With a lower, what are we looking for in a lower? What are we looking for in a good lower? What, besides the fit, the everything meshing up together well, what am I looking for?
So again, it kind of comes down to the lower as a whole. It kind of goes down to what you want to use it for, the intended purpose. The lower receiver itself, as far as like a strip lower, a lot of that is preference. We do have kind of two main lines within the AR-15 world we work within. We have our Gen 2 lowers, which are a mil-spec AR-15 lower with a couple added features, and then we have our M4E1, which is kind of our flagship lower receiver.
Now, help me with this, because I've made mention of this before, but whenever I'm talking mil-spec, that's a phrase that I didn't hear till I got into the radio part of the gun world, was everything was mil-spec. Mil-spec is basically the same specifications that the military may have, but mil-spec does not mean indestructible, right?
Yeah, correct. It has a lot to do with the compatibility, so to speak, and the term gets applied differently across the industry. Certain people interpret it certain ways. But yeah, essentially it has to do with compatibility within our space.
Well, I mean, sometimes when I hear mil-spec, the first thing I'm thinking is not that it is that heavy duty a piece. There are some AR-15s that are so well put together, and I'm sure that you have components that would do it too. I think mine is one of them. I think mine, if mine were actually a manufactured rifle, I think mine would be in that mid-range, boutique range of guns as far as the quality of the gun and the way it fits together and everything. I don't think mine is going to need a armorer as often as, say, a mil-spec rifle. Tell me what you think about that.
I mean, yeah, it kind of comes down to how you build it and the components you choose. So the term mil-spec, again, a lot of it has to do with compatibility as far as how it's applied. Depending on what lower you go, certain things make it easier. Our M4E1 lowers are awesome. They give you a lot of features that would normally be found in a billet lower receiver, but it's actually a forged part, so it's stronger. And those features that make it easier to work on include threaded pins instead of roll pins, a lot easier to work with. You don't have to get specialty punches. You can just use the appropriate sized Allen key and install those pins yourself. Stuff like that to kind of help kind of cater to the builder and make their life a lot easier.
Right. So then when by the time I've done all of this, I've got my upper, I've built my upper with a good barrel, I've got a good hand guard on it and all this other stuff. That fits well. Handles heat, muzzle devices in place. I've got a good lower. Where is the sweet spot as far as weight of the weapon unloaded? Because there a few years back, it was like everybody was trying to get to the lowest weight they could possibly run, and in some cases they were making polymer uppers and lowers to make that happen. And I had a gun like that, and it didn't weigh very much, but I didn't shoot it that much before I got rid of it. I didn't have a lot of confidence in that design.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think aluminum is a far superior material to polymer, especially in the AR-15 world as far as receivers are concerned. A lot of people get really fixated on weight, I think. They either don't consider it at all, or they're at the forefront of weight to the point where they're selecting components that could affect the quality. Polymer lowers are a perfect example of that. So the idea is you kind of want to get something robust that gives you everything you need and nothing you don't. There was also a trend a while back where people were putting, everything they could on their Picatinny rail, making the rifle super heavy to where, in a practical setting, it was almost unusable to hold up for any period of time. So I think it's important that when you're building, you kind of pick things deliberately and, again, give you everything you need, nothing you don't.
So let's move for a few minutes before we come to the next break. Let's move just for a few minutes to the M5, to the AR-10, the 308 AR. I know you guys have been working on, I don't remember the part number, but I interviewed one of the fellas at SHOT Show, and he was telling me how this part was going to make an AR-10 so much better, because I've always wondered why the 308 AR has not just dominated the class. I've always wondered that. How does this flesh out with your guys? I haven't tried any of this stuff. This is genuine interest in this.
Yeah, so the M5, the big thing you're going to get jumping up to an AR-10 is you get to run full-power rifle cartridges as opposed to AR-15, where you're kind of limited to intermediate, and that kind of comes down to, again, what application are you doing. So if I'm building a long-range gun and I want to really reach out and touch something, I'm going to go with the M5 every day because the cartridges that it accepts are effective at a much longer range than, say, a 5.56 or even some of the more boutique, like the 6mm ARC 224 Valkyrie. So it kind of, again, just kind of comes down to what you intend to build and use the rifle for.
Yeah, well, you definitely have the, I mean, you've got 24-inch lengths, you've got 18, and but then you have a 12.5-inch upper. And that must be quite the adventurous person putting that on top of a AR-10, huh?
Yeah, they're the 12.5 inches are awesome. They're ballistically might be less than ideal for some people just because you're not getting as much velocity out of that projectile. But they handle really well, and they're really fun to shoot at the range. A couple guys over here have the 12.5-inch builds, and they're not fun to shoot next to, but they're fun to shoot.
Well, as far as the long range capability of an AR-10, and I've been thinking about getting into precision shooting, if you want to say long range shooting, sniping shooting, whatever you want to call it. Most people tend to want to skew towards bolt action. Is semi-auto a viable way to go?
Oh, 100%, 100%. You know, people just need to be kind of more aware of how all the parts fit together and make sure they build it right. But I have semi-auto guns that will outshoot a lot of bolt actions, and, you know, it's kind of all comes down to the quality of the components you pick, what ammo you're using, making sure you get time behind the rifle system to make sure you know how to, you know, use it at distance. A lot of M5s allow to shoot the shooter. That's the term we use a lot. So they're definitely capable.
Yeah, that's something I might have to have a chat with somebody about. That really interests me a great deal. For those of you listening, the you know, they've got a new bolt carrier group dropping tomorrow, the Pro. That's well worth checking out. They're going to have they have something called the what kind of a drop is it again, Kirk? What do they call it? The inventory.
We have a supply drop. We have a supply drop this week, and then coming up soon, we'll have a Black Friday promo that's definitely worth checking out.
If you're looking to enhance your AR-15, if you think maybe an upper would be good for, and that would be the thing, that'd be the first thing I replace would be my upper. You need to go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com to check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen.
And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have been speaking with Kirk Foreman from Aero Precision, and now we find ourselves going to the Epic, or the Enhanced Pistol Carbine. Last year, 2020, was the year of the pistol carbine, wasn't it? Everybody came out with one, didn't they?
In the pistol caliber market, and we kind of, you know, saw an opportunity there and wanted to, it was something that we were asked for and kind of wanted to kind of push into that space and offer that for our customers.
Now, yours looks much more, I've seen them where they look either too small or not big enough or too big, and yours, once again, looks about just right. The calibers, they come in 9, 40, 10 millimeter, 45 ACP. What kind of magazines are these running?
Right now, the one we have out is the EPC-9, which is the 9mm. It could also be chambered at 40. That takes standard frame Glock mags. And we currently have the 10mm 45 in development, which will take the large frame Glock 20 and Glock 21 magazines.
Now, yours, some of these things, I think I know what the price would be, but most of these pistol caliber carbines that a lot of people have coming out with, for some reason they're almost, you know, you're looking in used car territory with some of these prices, and I don't really understand why, to be honest with you. You want to tell me?
Well, yeah, a lot of that comes down to proprietary designs, stuff like that. Ours is very heavily, it's an AR-9, so it's very heavily based on the AR-15 platform and accepts a lot of the same components as an AR-15, like your handguards and a lot of your small components, and that definitely helps a lot with keeping the price down. The other big piece of that is our kind of our bread and butter, and the same philosophy we use with all of our products is we're able to produce in such a quantity that we're able to optimize everything and keep that cost down for the end user and pass those savings along.
So I guess the question becomes, with a pistol caliber carbine that size, why would you go with a pistol caliber carbine instead of a rifle in a pistol configuration?
There's a lot of reasons, and it's very much so a personal thing. A big area where the PCCs kind of thrive is competition. There's a lot of pistol caliber specific competitions. Some people like having something with the same controls as their AR-15 that they can shoot with on the range that uses a pistol caliber that might be a little cheaper. Or the third thing is, you know, it takes a Glock magazine. So if someone's sidearm that they use is like a Glock 1917, they can build an EPC and then have compatibility with their magazines between platforms.
And I guess right now it's probably cheaper to shoot a 9mm than it is a 5.56.
Yeah, I haven't checked the ammo prices today. It's still not as cheap as it used to be, but yeah, you can usually save a little money doing that.
You're just like I am. I look at that. I know friends that used to check gold prices the same way I check ammo prices now. So
yeah, and ammo is about as valuable as gold right now too.
It is indeed. So with the EPC. And especially with the 10mm that you guys got coming out, the 45, are these going to be weapons that are going to be adopted by anything beyond an end user? Maybe LEO is going to look at them or something?
Potentially. It just kind of depends on what their need is, right? So if they want something that's compatible with Glock magazines, like their sidearms, it's definitely a good option for that. It just kind of depends on what they need. The other big place where these shine is you can run a short barrel and not lose a bunch of ballistics as far as your energy that you're transferring, because the barrels are, pistol calibers are designed to be shot out of really short barrels. So it's really easy to accommodate that in this platform.
So with a pistol caliber carbine, when you are firing it out of that longer barrel, you're actually, whereas with the pistol caliber, or excuse me, with a rifle in a pistol configuration with a shorter barrel, where you're losing velocity, with the pistol, you're going to gain velocity.
Yeah, 100%. So you can stretch these out to a 16-inch barrel, and that's really going to push those pistol calibers to their max as far as usable velocity. And the caveat, or the second plus to that is you can go super short, and it doesn't have any major effects. So you can run like a 5.5-inch barrel and not be losing a lot as far as terminal performance if you're using the right ammo.
I think I saw the one that you guys had coming out. Was that out in 2020? Was that out at SHOT Show?
Well, we didn't have SHOT Show last year. We did release it
2020, in, though. 2020 SHOT
Show. Yeah, 2020 SHOT Show. Sorry, I had my years mixed up. But yeah, 2020 SHOT Show, we did have it. SHOT Show 2021 obviously didn't happen, and then those got released in March of this year.
One thing I wanted to ask you, because I went to the party that they have out in Boulder, Nevada, at the Pro Gun Range. And there were a lot of Aero Precision guns there. They were running in full automatic. They just ran. When you guys get a gun like that back and you take it home after a show like that, has it been ruined, or is it still in pretty good shape after how many thousands of rounds get fired in that one night?
Yeah, I mean, the full auto is obviously a lot harder on all the components, but we get a lot of use out of our demo guns like that. They run a long time. We get them back, we clean them, make sure a lot of the consumable components are still good, like on the AR-15, your gas rings, and then just kind of keep running them. Over time, you'll eventually burn a barrel out, and that's just the nature of any firearm. But, yeah, they run a long time. We get a lot of good use out of those guns, and it kind of speaks to the product as far as kind of how far you can push it.
I've sat there and filmed people shooting those guns at length, and I've never seen anybody have a stoppage. I'm sure there's been some, but I never witnessed one. When I say I'm sure I've seen one, that's primarily because that happens to all guns, but I haven't seen it happen with the Aero guns at this particular party, which you can just stand there for, you can stand there for half an hour, and you're going to see a couple thousand rounds going down range. What's the most you've seen one of those things get fired when you guys have been testing these things that before they start to show any sort of critical wear?
I mean, you can get upwards of, you know, we get into the territory where you start burning barrels up, especially on a full auto firing schedule. You're in the tens of thousands of rounds at that point. So we have some demo guns that we've put probably 30,000 rounds through, and they're still, you know, in our inventory, still running.
30,000 rounds.
Yeah, it's just a matter of kind of keeping up and making sure you're checking all your parts, components, everything like that, doing that preventative maintenance to make sure you don't have a bigger issue down the road.
But you're not doing that in the middle of the demo.
No, no. So that'll be like after a demo, we'll take it home, clean it, and that the figure I gave was more cumulative. But yeah, at the demo, we'll do it, make sure everything's good before we go there, go do our shooting, and then come back and check all those consumable components, make sure it's all good, clean it, lube it up to where it needs to be. And then on the firing line, the only real thing you got to worry about is making sure you don't burn out all your lube because those things do get hot. So
on the Aero Bay, and there's maybe some of you have been to that party before, but on the Aero Bay, that's the most crowded bay there is because they've got all kinds of things running in all kinds of calibers, and some of them are fully automatic, and they're just going. And it's quite something to watch, and it's quite another thing to film, and at the same time, just out of curiosity, when they do that, well, you know what, I don't have time to ask the question. But I will say this, Aero is much more impressive. When I got out of the service, I really wanted to like the AK, because the M16s at the time, we were using the A2s, and I was completely unimpressed with where that weapon was going. And then I got out, and then very shortly after that, they had the assault weapon ban, and then all development on that platform stopped. But you guys, you've collaborated with people like Clint Smith, and you've come out with various things, and you guys are the class. I'm very pleased to be associated with you. Hopefully it rubs off a little bit.
Well, we appreciate the support for sure. Yeah, the ARs are one of the most prolific weapon systems in the world, so... there's definitely always room to improve. And yeah, we just always try to push that cutting edge and make sure we're in front of everything.
Kirk, I really appreciate you taking the time to join me tonight.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us. And for the Pro VCG, we'll reach out to you after the show. We'll get one sent over to you. So you can
Roger that. Very nice.
With us.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you. As for the rest of you, I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.